This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is a huge part of this coronavirus story that is a data and yet a privacy story as well, and in ways that might not at first be apparent. Case in point, the Weather Channel. If you use its app, you might have seen there's a new tab right next to Daily Forecast and Radar that says COVID-19. The company, which is owned by IBM, has a new tool that lets users track reported cases of illness in their areas and zoom in elsewhere as well. Marketplace's Jack Stewart looks at tech in an outbreak.
I've been looking at the Weather Channel app obsessively today, watching the number of cases in my home county, Los Angeles, tick up to 799. Sherry Backstein is from the IBM subsidiary.
We are sourcing information from multiple government sources down to a county level.
And up to the World Health Organization. Harvard and Boston Children's Hospital developed another tracker, covidnearyou.org, that crowdsources symptoms that people enter, even if they haven't had a COVID-19 test. China, South Korea, and Taiwan have all been using cell phone location data to trace contacts between individuals in affected areas. David Lazar teaches information science at Northeastern University in Boston.
Norms and expectations about this differ from country to country, but in the U.S., I think it would be unacceptable to share identified individual-level data.
Italy, Germany, and Austria are using anonymized location data to see how well stay-at-home orders are working. Nina Pfefferman at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, says for this pandemic, honestly, we're likely past the point where tracking tools can help inform mitigation or containment plans. But
for next year, or as this goes forwards, hopefully everything calms down a bit, then these kinds of tools are really wonderful for complementing medical surveillance.
She does have a caveat. When sharing data about local outbreaks, education and context are crucial so that people aren't more worried than they need to be. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.